During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
The South Carolina Supreme Court didn't just overturn Alec Murdaugh's conviction. They told prosecutors the first trial went too far on financial crimes and not far enough on the actual evidence of murder. We saw a lot of people testify in trial number one, including many a family member of Alec Murdaugh, some for the defense, some for the prosecution, some for both, and being asked to give their side of the story and what they knew for questioning on both ends. It's going to be interesting here to see who's on the stand in Alec Murdaugh trial number two and where their allegiances lie as we move into this. And I want to throw this out there for everybody in the comment section who's watching right now. And give me your thoughts. Who do you think from the family of Alec Murdaugh could be a very, very powerful witness, either for the defense of Alec Murdaugh in round two or for the prosecution? I'm really wondering here, now that we've had 3 years to simmer on this, and if the stories are true that most of the family has pretty much distanced themselves from Alec, not seeing him in jail, not communicating, kind of like, almost like he's dead in a way, or dead to them. A lot of them did testify in trial number one to them loving their brother Alec and that he could never have done something like this. You know, time has changed. Information it gets processed differently over time. And once you see the damage and the depravity of what Alec Murdaugh did to several people, it does make you wonder if there's going to be any of his brothers, anybody else in that family, his own son, that may have a different tune this time. Not that they're going to be adding information in that they didn't have the first time, but like I said, sometimes you look back on these things and go, yeah, that looks a little bit different to me. Maybe was this going on at the time before the murders and I was unaware of it, but when you put those pieces together, it makes a little bit more sense. Drop your thoughts in the comments section about who you think might be a very powerful witness here in trial number two. I'm going to go to you, Robin, on that one. Who do you think is going to really hold a lot of the cards towards Alec's freedom or continued incarceration here with the new trial?
Yeah, I think Blanca is going to play another key role in this, like she did last time, the housekeeper in there that knew Maggie and the family intricately, intimately for years, you know, like even to seeing his pill stashes all over the house. You know, that I think that is key and instrumental. I think obviously Buster potentially could be a bombshell in a lot of different ways for both prosecution or defense. What I think happens in these situations, I just dealt with this with a friend of mine as well. Hindsight with awareness is a very, very powerful weapon if you are a critical thinker. And what I mean by that is, so all the people that might have lined up on Alex's side to give testimony for him in the first trial, what happens is that once your image and your positive confirmation bias gets erased because of conviction, because of hearing new evidence or new details you never knew about an individual. Because as soon as you have that aha moment when you see that someone's labeled an oxycodone addict, or that they're psychopathic on a scale because of their inability to have any compassion, understanding, or remorse towards any other human being, then all of a sudden, all the data points that you rationalized and excused away in the past or even ignored because you're only looking at finding the good, all of a sudden, all these other data points come flooding in to give you the complete full picture of who this individual was. And then you have these aha moments and you're like, oh. And so that's why I think right from the get-go, you're going to have a Blanca and potentially Buster. But I think there's a lot of other people that had the hindsight of being 2020 without the fear, without any other things that are coming in there for retribution or image, damaging their own self-image if you went against him, but just were close enough to be able to piece all these things together that is going to be able to give a clear arc of his behavior over time, because without being able to bring in the financial aspect as much as they did last time, because that actually displayed his life arc, the desperation of getting worse and worse and worse till he hit his critical point where, according to their theory, he killed his wife and son for sympathy, to delay tactics on collectors and all that weird stuff, right? But now, without that being able to be the linchpin, I think you have an ability to have a stronger base of people coming in to talk about that arc of sinking, of depravity, of getting lower, of how he treated people, to actually then bolster up that same. They can still go with, I think, the same claim of desperation with a lot more testimony of individuals without the hard stuff of the financial crime stuff in, being part of it. Because remember, they're allowed to, as we don't know anything yet, really, but they're allowed to, because it's definitely a part of it, but it just won't be 12 days of it.
Well, it makes me, sometimes time heals wounds. Sometimes it makes them worse. Sometimes it gives people time to simmer. It gives people time to really reflect on the extreme amount of damage that one individual has done.
Yeah, that's part of it, yeah.
To a system, to a family, if you will. And the trial was 3 years ago where he was found guilty. It was, a couple years after the actual crimes had been committed. But it was still, still fresher then than it certainly is now. I mean, when this trial two takes place, we're talking 7-8 years since the actual crimes would have been committed, if it happens around that point in time. And that's what I wonder about with something like this, when somebody does that level of damage to a family, to a name, how forgiving those family members are going to be. I mean, at moment of impact, you're still kind of trying to parse it through your mind. This person couldn't possibly do this. I love them. They love me. They've had this, they've played this role throughout life, and I've not seen this. But then to see, I mean, especially the reality, the financial crimes are all out there on the table. They weren't in the first trial. Now that's all been exposed completely. Mm-hmm. It makes you wonder, and I'm not speaking for anybody, but like your John Marvins and the other siblings of Alec Murdaugh, how many of them are, after a couple of years, after a couple of holidays, after a couple of years of experiencing the world, and every time you say the word, who are you? Murdaugh? Oh, you ready to Alec Murdaugh? And the disdain and the looks and the disgust and the shame that you end up starting to take on because of your brother, how much of that is going to be a motor and a motivating factor to try and bury their brother further into the ground, far deeper than the original hole was?
Yeah, I agree. I think that's what is going to happen. And because people like Alex were extremely skilled at manipulation, subterfuge, deception, and whitewashing what they needed to for their own objectives, for financial fraud, for his addiction. And even someone in the comments said, you know, I don't believe he's opioid addicted. Okay, that's even worse then, because there's no excuse whatsoever. I don't care.
Well, he was. I mean, I don't care what you believe. It is what it is.
Right. It's like,
but either way, kind of a fact.
Either way, extremely abhorrent behavior, right? Whatever the cause. And what happens over time is that, as like you said, as family members, people, and friends that are associated with the family have these discussions, have these dialogues, I mean, people sit around, and if you are a discerner of information and you are a critical thinker, I can only speak for myself because this is what I do every day. You are constantly trying to figure out what caused this, what caused this, what caused this. And so when you have that amount of time and some clarity of hindsight because of the first trial, over the period of time from the first trial to now, it's not that people stopped thinking about it. They had so much time to figure out what exactly was going on behind the scenes, and all these things started getting more and more unraveled. So I think they're closer to the truth of what he did now, probably back to them. Because back then, when you're under shorter time constraint, you're trying to come up with a theory. You're trying to come up with and understand the intent he had. And that intent might still be exactly the same, but now that it's had time to be flushed out with people that are angry, enraged, and even more sickened by his behavior and have transparency on actually what happened. I mean, how many times do people that hate someone get a redo to say what they actually learned since then? So instead of the glass half empty on this, in the sense of, oh my God, we got to do it again, this might be a glass half full. We actually might even see more people identified as victims than we saw in the first time. We're actually going to be able to see and understand and feel the impact, the negative impact of destruction of lives he's had, because people have been able to kind of figure out, oh, this was connected, this was connected. It's like when we do go up on a cell phone, you know, one of the ways we find all these other victims as well as cohorts in all these horrendous crimes is when you go up on a cell phone, you can actually see the linkages. This is the same thing that's going on behind the scenes now for the last couple of years, is people have been figuring out all these linkages that they might have been able to on the first one. So I'm a hopeful person on this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things when you look at cases, like look at Corey Richards. That's what comes to my mind. Is if you're to look at her case 5 years from now, does she look any better to anybody? No, she probably looks worse.
Oh, my God.
But that's how it is. I mean, I'm thinking, I've talked about this on the air before, where that case is very triggering to me because it reminds me a lot of a situation I've been in. And when I look back on that in my own life years later, I'm not better. I feel like I'm mentally in a much better place, but I'm not in a place where I'm like more forgiving or I'm more just like enraged by the abhorrent behavior that I witnessed because things line up better. They make more sense, and you start putting more pieces together going, holy shit, that's a really monstrous way of behaving. And that's what I think is probably, I would guess, it has been happening within the Murdaugh family. That's my own conjecture, but I can't imagine everybody's like, oh, well, there was all these redeeming qualities of Alec. And I'm sure there was, but I'm guessing they're probably out the window by now.
And what happens is Tony, from your example, and the same thing with everyone tied to this, or anyone that's tied to any abhorrent individual, is you first understand the individual causing the great destruction of lives, right? The person at the center. But then you also start understanding and recognizing their behavior and how they impacted here, things that you didn't understand or see or recognize in the moment. What happens is you start recognizing the impact of that one individual in all these other different areas and all these different other people and what that looks like to them. So what happens is when you give a label and a meaning to behaviors, it's what I call the new car effect. Today, I bought my Toyota Tundra. Poof, 300 people in my county here in Virginia bought the same car because it has a label and meaning. We recognize it. And so for you and for anyone, as soon as we see it once, you see the wobble. Our behavior wobbles. And so you start recognizing behavior wobble, not just from the one individual. And that's why it's easier after you go through the pain and suffering like you did once. You're always trying to see this one wobble here, this one person. But now, since that one person causes all the impacts, all these other people, you can actually see it further out. And you can see the impact over here. So to your point in your own life, you can see the wobbles in other people and how they're affecting further out. And so you can be more discerning, interrogate the information more. And same thing in Alex Murdoch's life too. All these other people are now seeing the effect that he had here, 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 never thought about it before. And this is where PTSD comes from, is the collateral damage and impact from these things and all the wobbles that these horrendous people cause.
I mean, Alex Murdoch is going to need empathetic figures in this trial speaking on his behalf. And I don't think that's the problem. I mean, that's the thing. But will that, I mean, it's a new balancing game on the weights that are going to be on all this, because it's certainly not going to be the same case. I mean, is that going to rebalance itself a little bit? You're going to have less empathetic figures over here on Alex's side, I'm guessing, but you're also probably not going to have 12 days of financial testimony either. So do you need that much in the basket over here to weigh? I mean, you'd certainly like it for Alec, or Alec would like it anyway, but is it going to be that necessary if we're not going to have as deplorable character type testimony coming to light as we did in round one? So again, it's all the calculation of the recipe to see how this thing turns out and what's going to be needed if we're going to get a conviction of Alex Murdoch.
So, yes-ish. So, they're using the financial aspects to demonstrate his deplorableness. Mm-hmm. But that's just an outcome of horrendous symptoms along the way. I think, like we've been talking about, the vastness of his deplorableness, that was just how it manifested. But it was there all over the place. And so I think, because again, all these other people that were involved with the hindsight and seeing the actions he was taking that led to the outcome of the financial stuff, all the deplorableness is there. Remember, when you see one thing, there's usually 10 things ahead of time that caused that one thing. So if you look at the financial crime as just one thing, there's probably at least 10 deplorable things he did underneath that led to that. And I think that's what's going to be part of it this time.
It's just, you know, the weight of it with a jury, 12 days of it being pounded in your head versus, you know, 12 hours, you know,
right.
Pretty different. I mean, so I don't know, the repetition of that to the jury, it's all going to come down to, is it quantity versus quality on where some of this is going to land. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube as we continue to work through it.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.